Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Conney joins us this morning, as he does every Monday. Of course, the man of many hats to comment on this and more. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. Does it seem to you a little bit like Atlanta United is a little bit frustrating because they're putting forth a really good effort but not getting the results that they want?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no doubt. They should be very frustrated because it's not turning into wins. And I don't think necessarily they played well enough to win Friday night in Orlando. I thought Orlando was clearly the better team, but not often, or not always at least, is the better team win in soccer. I would argue last night Mexico might have been the better team than the United States and played better, but they didn't win. And soccer can be very cruel in that way. Friday night, I thought Orlando, for the final hour of the match, was clearly the better team. However, Atlanta United was leading with 10 minutes to play. And unfortunately, now this is the fifth time this year where Atlanta United's had a lead in the final 10 minutes and they haven't gone on to win. So, you know, a lot of different ways you can feel about Friday, a lot of different ways you can feel about the season. I still feel like Atlanta United is close. I still feel like they're doing a lot of positive things, especially in the attacking third under interim head coach Rob Valentino. But the bottom line is it's a results business, and unfortunately still Atlanta United's not getting the wins, and as a result I'm sure they're very frustrated by that.
Well, you know, Alec Cann did what he could to keep him in the game the other night. He had, I think, pretty good night.
Yes, he did. I thought Alec played great. Guzan will be back with him on Wednesday in Montreal, but Cann was great, I thought.
And I guess, you know, that's kind of the, you know, the good side. There's plenty of time left in the season. And Miles Robinson, incredible goal last night.
Yeah.
You know, George Bello played some really quality minutes. Argentina's out of the Olympics, so that means Barco's back. So you're going to get your guys back now. So I think that, you know, I would expect in the next week to 10 days you're going to actually have what might amount to a full team.
Yeah, well, Emerson Hyndman's still going to be out. The problem is, John, I mean, as great as it was to see Miles and George playing as well as they played last night, they played a lot, which means you're probably not going to play them Wednesday. They'll be with the team Wednesday in Montreal, but I can't foresee a scenario where George or Miles can start now because they really had to empty the tank last night in Las Vegas. By the way, that's not a bad problem to have. I've said repeatedly, I think Miles will come back to Atlanta United as a better player as a result of all of this, being able to play in international competition. Same with George. I thought that was a tremendous opportunity for him last night. And he definitely validated Greg Berhalter's decision to play him. But unfortunately, they're probably not going to be able to play Wednesday now. Barco, I don't know. Barco's back in town. The team's leaving for Montreal tomorrow, and Barco's going to be going to Montreal, but he just got back from Tokyo. So I think it's maybe more of a fitness question with him, just as far as dealing with the toll that travel takes on the body. But hopefully by Saturday, if you don't have any more bad luck with injuries, you'll have everyone other than Emerson Hyndman back in Columbus. Saturday will be the halfway point of the season. So if you can get this group back together and keep them healthy, then we'll see. In addition, you might have a big player coming in. In addition, you might have a new coach coming in relatively soon. So you might not see everything on Wednesday for the reasons I outlined, but I think by Saturday in Columbus, you should have pretty close to your full team and the group that you're going to kind of ride with for the rest of the season.
Talking with Mike Conney, the man of many hats. Mike, to Miles Robinson. A, do you think he's now maybe sealed a spot on the World Cup team? That's A. And B is, how much, how many eyeballs in places like England and Germany are on him now?
Yeah, that was one of my first thoughts, and George as well. You know, playing in a high-profile match like that, look, the Gold Cup kind of is what it is. It's not the biggest international tournament in the world, but it is, you know, the final of one of the six confederations on the globe, so there are going to be some eyeballs on that, and I thought Miles Robinson was the best outfield player for the U.S. men's national team in this tournament. That will be noticed in Europe, and it will be noticed in other parts of the world. And Miles' value has increased as a result of the way that he played in this tournament. I absolutely think now he's one of the three best center backs in the U.S. player pool. If he's in that top three, he's going to be a part of the World Cup team and the World Cup qualifying team. That's going to start in a few months. I would be shocked if Miles is not there after what he did in the Gold Cup. He was that good. Next to the goalkeeper, Matt Turner, I thought the best player for the men's national team. George Bello, you know, this will increase his profile a little bit too. Being able to play as well as he did and as much as he did in a Confederation final last night, that'll help drive up his value as well. So from that standpoint, it's a huge win for Atlanta United. I saw some people on Twitter last night who are kind of upset. Oh, well, George is playing tonight, so he can't play Wednesday. You'll deal with that on Wednesday. You know, the long game of all of this is good for George Bello and for the club, because him being able to get that experience will increase his value.
Mike, isn't it a little bit too early to assess the, you know, Rob Valentino, what he's done for this team so far?
Yes, I think it is, and I think you also have to remember too, Hugh, that Rob is basically just you know, trying to keep everything as connected as possible to give Atlanta United time to hire their next interim head coach. I think Darren Eales has been very clear that they're working quickly to bring in a new head coach. So I don't even know if Rob Valentino is really being evaluated, to be honest.
So basically he's a hold the fort kind of guy, right?
Exactly right. And I think he's done a nice job. I really, really do. I think he's done a great job. I think he's completely changed the vibe around the team. It's a lot more upbeat and positive. And I don't think it should go unnoticed. You know, when Marcelino Moreno scored in the second half in Orlando on Friday, he and the rest of the team, they ran right over to Rob Valentino and gave him a hug. Not something you typically see a lot where everyone runs to the coach and hugs him. But I think that's a sign of how respected Rob Valentino is, how well-liked he is by this player group. And I hope that Atlanta United finds a way to keep Rob Valentino involved when the next head coach comes in, because I think he's been enormously positive for this group.
One of the things that seems to be true about Atlanta United, Mike, is unfortunately we've gone through, you know, way too many coaches. But when the coach rumors start, they tend to be right.
Yeah.
Having said that, Paulo Fonseca was the head coach general manager, AS Roma. That is the big, one of the big in the Italian Serie A, which is the big league. AS Roma's a Rome, big team. I mean, we're talking big club here, okay? International big club here. What do you think about Fonseca as being do you think there's anything to these rumors?
Yeah, I mean, I have not heard anything directly about that. Obviously, the reports are out there, and multiple outlets are reporting about Fonseca, so you can pretty much connect the dots. Has a tremendous amount of success on his resume. In the Champions League with Shakhtar out of the Ukraine. I mean, they beat Man City in the Champions League and went to the round of 16 in the Champions League. Shakhtar did, a team from the Ukraine under Fonseca. He goes to Roma. They made a deep run in the Europa League. It sounds like he was the choice of Tottenham, and then things broke down at the 11th hour in the hiring process because of a tax issue. So you're talking about someone with quite a resume, quite a pedigree, someone who's well known for playing very entertaining attack-oriented soccer. So a lot of the dots kind of can be connected in that way. But it really does speak to Atlanta United's ambitions. If that rumor is true, I mean, think about some of the coaches now that Atlanta United's been in the mix for. Tata Martino coached at Barcelona. Frank De Boer coached at Ajax and coached in the Premier League. Now you're talking about a coach who was at Roma and had unbelievable, almost unbelievable success in the Ukraine with Shakhtar. So it just, I think, continues to speak to Atlanta United's ambition. We'll see if these reports turn out to be true. But if you're an Atlanta United fan and you want to see this club swing for the fences, Paulo Fonseca is a name that kind of is a swing for the fence type of target. So we'll see what happens.
It's going to be fascinating. Hey, real quick, what do you make of the Hawks draft?
I thought they got the best player available with both of their picks. This is going to be a very big week for the Atlanta Hawks. Free agency starts today. They've got to get a resolution with John Collins. That will dictate everything else. They have a lot of needs that they need to address. Not sure if all of their needs were addressed in the draft, but you have to be a little bit realistic picking at 20 and 48. You're not necessarily going to, you know, find an immediate starting caliber player in that spot. But this could be a very big week for the Atlanta Hawks, and the John Collins thing is first and foremost, and sounds like some reports have been very optimistic that that is going to get done and John Collins will stay. What happens from there, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and today is the day, okay? Today is the day that you can begin to negotiate and sign your own free agents.
Yeah, I think at 5 o'clock, I think, right, is when it all starts. So it's going to be a wild 48 hours. Got a lot of big names out there. And, yeah, the Hawks reportedly involved in a still open trade as well that might get them DeLon Wright, give them some help at the backup point guard spot.
That's still an open trade? Right,
reportedly, that has not closed.
Okay, gotcha. Well, as always, Mike, do appreciate it.
Okay,
you're
guys.
The man, Mike.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.